A checklist of laws and customs relating to Erev Tisha B'Av and the day of Tisha B'Av. On Erev Tisha B'Av, beginning from midday Chatzais, it is customary to limit one's Torah learning to only those sections of Torah that can be studied on Tisha B'Av itself. Although this matter is debated amongst the Paiskim, practically, this is what should be followed. And therefore, one should endeavor to complete all of his daily learning sessions of Chitas, Rambam, etc., Daf Yomi. Everything should be done before Chatzais of Erev Tisha B'Av. Tanya, however, may be said afterwards and even on Tisha B'Av itself, as it is permitted to study Kabbalah and Chassidus and Sifrei Musar, even when one is in Avelus. On Erev Tisha B'Av, throughout the entire day, it is forbidden for one to go on pleasure strolls for the sake of leisure, and this prohibition extends, of course, to Tisha B'Av itself, so it is for a total of 2 days. It is customary on Tisha B'Av to eat a Seudas HaMafsekes, and prior to the eating the Seudas HaMafsekes, we first eat a large meal to satiate ourselves so we can enter the fast without being hungry. We first have a large meal prior to the time of Mincha, and after the time of Mincha, close to the start of Tisha B'Av, we then have the official Seudas HaMafsekes. One must bench in between these two meals, and as we said, we daven Mincha in between as well to make as much of an interval between them as possible. While in the meal before Mincha, you can eat and drink whatever you want to your heart's content, with exception, of course, to wine and meat or chicken, as is the practice to avoid eating it during the 9 days. But fish may be eaten, and so too other foods. However, after Mincha, when we have the actual Seudas HaMafsekes, which is the last meal before Tisha B'Av, then there are various restrictions applicable, including that we eat the meal while sitting on the floor, we avoid eating it with 3 men who are together in order to avoid the obligation of a zimun, although if this already occurred, we anyways do not make a zimun. The menu of the Seudas HaMafsekes is very limited. It is forbidden, according to halacha, to eat fish. Certainly it's forbidden to eat wine or meat or chicken. This applies for everybody. It is likewise forbidden to eat more than one cooked dish. And hence, the customary menu of the Seudas HaMafsekes is while sitting on the floor, we eat plain bread. And as the Rama writes it, towards the end of the meal, we dip this bread in ash. And we also eat a cooked hard-boiled egg. Since the hard-boiled egg is our one cooked dish, we may no longer eat any cooked food during this meal. We also diminish in drinking, and therefore should do most of the drinking beforehand. And we do not make l'chaims and drink alcoholic beverages during this meal. It is not necessary to bench before shkia, although one must, of course, complete all of his eating and drinking beforehand. Prior to benching, if it is still prior to Shkia, one should explicitly intend that he is not accepting the fast with his benching, although if he did not do so, he may still eat and drink afterwards, until the time of Shkia arrives. In the Mincha prayer, which we daven prior to the Seudas HaMafsekes, we do not recite Tachanun, as Tisha B'Av is considered a Moed. Tisha B'Av itself. With the start of Tisha B'Av, that is from Shkia, we have all of the restrictions that are applicable to Tisha B'Av become effective. So from that time and onwards, it is forbidden for one to eat and drink. It's forbidden for one to greet others, forbidden for one to smear ointments on his skin. Even those lenient to learn other parts of Torah prior to Tisha B'Av may no longer do so on Tisha B'Av itself. We no longer wear leather shoes, and intimacy amongst a couple is forbidden. Likewise, until midday, it is forbidden to do malacha, to do work. It is likewise forbidden to sit on a regular chair or bench until midday. We will now go through the details of all of the above restrictions as applicable to Tisha B'Av itself. So regarding fasting, the day of Tisha B'Av is more severe than the other rabbinical fast days, but less severe than Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, one who is not deathly ill must fast. On Tisha B'Av, anyone who is defined as sick, as ill, is exempt from fasting. So anyone who has a fever, anyone who is bedridden, is not required to fast and should not fast. A pregnant woman is exempt from fasting on the other rabbinical fast days, but is obligated to fast on Tisha B'Av. Same applies for a nursing woman. Nonetheless, they should both keep an eye on how they feel, and if they begin feeling sick, then certainly they are to break their fast, as is the rule by any sick person. And if a pregnant woman begins feeling symptoms of early labor, dizziness, nausea, and anything of the like, then she should break her fast so, God forbid, it does not cause a miscarriage. A woman who is within 30 days of giving birth is not to fast. Children below Bar and Bas Mitzvah are not required to fast even if their Bar and Bas Mitzvah is the very next day. If they are old enough, mature enough, and strong enough and desire to do so, then they may. There is no need to educate children to fast Taina Shais for a certain amount of hours. Nonetheless, it is customary for them to fast at night till the morning if they are able to. If, however, they would like to eat and drink, the parents are not to abstain them from doing so, as they have absolutely no obligation to fast on Tisha B'Av even for a few hours. Those who eat bread on Tisha B'Av, whether it's those exempt from fasting, such as sick people, women within 30 days of birth, or children who are eating, are to wash their hands as normal until the wrist on behalf of eating the bread. And likewise, when they bench in Birchas HaMazon, they are to mention the prayer of Nachem, which is written in the Mincha Shmina Esrei of the regular year. They are to add that in to their Birchas HaMazon prior to Uvenei Yerushalayim. It is debated if it is permitted to smell spices on Tisha B'Av, or one must abstain from doing so due to the restriction against receiving pleasures. Any footwear that contains any material of leather is prohibited from being worn on Tisha B'Av, and we are even accustomed that children of a very young age should not wear them. It is forbidden to bathe and wash one's skin on Tisha B'Av for pleasure purposes, even one's mere pinky. However, to clean off dirt is permitted, and likewise for medical purposes it is permitted. It goes without saying that it is forbidden to rinse out one's mouth on Tisha B'Av, as would apply by any fast day. The anointing prohibition and restriction applies to all forms of anointing that is done for pleasure purposes, such as cosmetics, lotions, oils, soaps, and perfumes. However, those that are done for hygienic purposes or for medical purposes are not forbidden due to this. And thus, someone needs to use a soap as a sanitizer for his hands, may use it, and someone needs to smear a medical lotion on his body, may do so, and the same applies regarding Vaseline and chapstick to put on dry lips. It is permitted to be done. On Tisha B'Av, and even starting from Chatzos of Erev Tisha B'Av, as we mentioned, we avoid learning topics of Torah other than those topics that are explicitly listed that relate to the destruction or tragic events, which are permitted and even a mitzvah to be studied on Tisha B'Av. The list of permissible topics includes Eiv and its commentaries, the tragic parts discussed in Sefer Yirmiyah, the Sefer of Eicha, Megillah of Eicha, and the Medrash Eicha, the third chapter of Ma'id Katan called Elu Megalchin, the story of the Churban in Maseches Gittin, Daf Nun He until Daf Nun Ches, the story of the destruction brought in Josephus, and the laws of mourning and the laws of the 3 weeks recorded in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, and all other halachic works. Even these topics may only be studied peripherally and not in great depth. It is forbidden to greet a friend on Tisha B'Av throughout the entire time, throughout the entire day, which means that one may not say Shalom Aleichem, good morning, how are you, hi, hello, or any greetings of the like. If one is greeted in such a way, he is to greet the other person back in a mournful tone known as a Tisha B'Av face. It is forbidden to give presents on Tisha B'Av, whether it be baby presents, bar mitzvah gifts, birthday presents, wedding presents, and the like. Malacha, working, is forbidden on Tisha B'Av until Chatzos, till midday. The working prohibition applies to any activity that takes a while to perform and can remove one's mind from the avelos, and thereby even housework such as cleaning, mopping, sweeping, doing the dishes is all restricted until after Chatzos on Tisha B'Av. Even food preparations for after the fast should be pushed off until after Chatzos. In general, one is to diminish from his honor and pleasure in Tisha B'Av as much as possible, and is to certainly avoid laughter and frivolity and other activity of lightheadedness. It is forbidden to go on pleasure walks on Tisha B'Av, as we already mentioned regarding Erev Tisha B'Av. Some are accustomed to diminish in their comfort of sleep on Tisha B'Av by sleeping on the ground or sleeping on a rack, or diminishing in the amount of pillows that they have. Practically, the Chabad custom is not like the first two opinions, but we do try to diminish somewhat in our sleeping comfort. Pregnant women and all people who need their sleep and cannot do without the comfort may be lenient to sleep as they would regularly. Sitting on the ground. From the night of Tisha B'Av until Chatzos, it is customary to prohibit to sit on a regular chair or couch, and rather one sits on a low stool or on the ground. However, according to Kabbalah, one is to make sure that there's a separating item between the ground and his bottom. Halachically, there's no minimum measurement that the stool must be for him to be allowed to sit on it, and so long as it is lower than normally a custom, it is valid. On Matzei Tisha B'Av until Chatzais the next day, and for Sfaradim even until the night the next day, all the following customs apply. We avoid eating meat and poultry. Fish is permitted. We avoid drinking wine. We avoid bathing for pleasure. We avoid taking haircuts. We avoid doing laundry. We avoid wearing fresh and laundered clothing. We avoid music. Some write it's proper to avoid intimacy. And we avoid Shechiyanu. All this is avoided till at least Chatzais of the next day. And Sfaradim avoid it until the nighttime. May Hashem, may the Eibishter provide us with a Habchu Yom Elu. We merit the coming of Mashiach with the rebuilding of the third temple and turn the day of Tisha B'Av into a great day of celebration for all Klal Yisrael, for all the entire world, and turn all these laws into history.